There are three main ways we might react towards a perceived danger. Fight, flight, and freeze. Fight. The fight response is an active survival response where a person's brain has assessed that it thinks, correctly or not, you have the ability to overpower the danger facing you. Therefore, it releases hormones such as adrenaline and prepares your body to fight by making changes to the body such as increasing your heart rate and breathing rate, rushing blood to big muscles in the body, and heightening your senses. Flight. This response is also an active survival response where the brain has assessed, correctly or not, that the danger facing you is too powerful to overcome, and so the instinct is to try and outrun it. Similar changes happen to the body as with the fight response. The body prepares to run as fast as it can to escape the danger. Freeze. The first two responses, fight and flight, are often not the reactions that happen during rape or sexual assault, as these might lead to further harm or danger. Therefore, what is commonly experienced is the survival response, freeze. The brain has assessed that the danger is so great that you cannot fight it or outrun it. It concludes the safest thing to do is to go into the protective state of freeze. By freezing, you are temporarily immobilized mentally and physically to protect you from the danger and ensure your best chances of survival, which is what you did. You survived. It's important to note that there are also some other responses that are similar to freeze, and these are flop and friend. Flop is very similar to freeze, where the muscles in the body go soft, and this works in a similar way to protect us from physical pain. Friend, or befriend, is when you may try to appease or pacify the other person, negotiate or plead with them. You may also try to befriend a passerby, or someone in the same building, by calling out for help.